Hey guys, you're very welcome along to 103KG Ireland. This is Al Shoghi, and today I have an absolutely fantastic story about acupuncture and dry needling, and basically what it all means and how it all goes together. I've just had my first session with Duncan Lawler, MISCP, Senior Chartered Physiotherapist, and he is based somewhere in Kildare. Basically, I went to see him and to get some work done on my back because it's been 6 weeks and still no respite. Basically, we had a great discussion, and it's hopefully someone we're going to be able to get on board and do some podcasting with, because he is a very, very intelligent and very interesting man. He knows his profession inside and out, and he actually goes around the world teaching people his skills and knowledge, even in relation to pain management, which is brilliant. He has a great, seems to be a great rapport with myself in such a short space of time. And the level of trust was there, obviously, from the get-go, which is what you'd want from any healthcare professional. It started off with questions and answers in relation to what, where, how, and what brought me to him, and what was going on, and what kind of medicines that I would have been on, and what kind of procedures, if any, that I have done, and what kind of pain and whatnot that I'm in at that particular time. We then proceeded to actually go into the course of treatment, which was in itself very unusual and to me very unorthodox, as I'd never actually walked onto a machine to help me lay down before. But I guess that's all part of the mysteries and wizardry that goes on and in behind closed doors in some of these physiotherapist places. Very, very professional from start to finish. He's got a hand grip on him like a vice grips, which I suppose is very important if you're trying to manipulate people's back into some kind of straight order. It was blatantly obvious when he lifted up my top and pulled down my sweatpants that my back was in spasm, but obviously that there was some kind of misalignment also in my upper ribs. And we started off with that with just a slight little procedure, which was quite painful and quite sore. It was very, very apparent for him. We could see that just the way I was laying and what was going on, which I thought was deadly, because I like when, you know, people get stuff straight away. I'm fascinated in healthcare. Obviously, you guys probably know that by now. But I'm just absolutely, you know, I hold a lot of faith in people who can help people and treat people. So I lay there, and he done his little bit of manipulation, and then he proceeded to do some dry needling. So I didn't actually get to see what the needles were like. I presume they're not like knitting needles, but they get put into your back. Basically, what he wanted to do was to calm down the nerves, stimulate the nerves, and basically kind of dull them down a little bit, so, you know, the pain wouldn't be as strong going forward. And also then some kind of electrotherapy in around the muscles to try and reduce down some of the spasming. He had mentioned to me, which I thought was quite interesting in relation to the dosage of diazepam, which the doctor had given me. He had also stipulated that, you know, it was kind of a waste of time me taking it because it's far, far too low. I didn't even mention in relation to even just the size of me, just in relation to, look, when you're in that much spasm, you need a serious amount of that stuff. And then we went into the reasons why doctors wouldn't prescribe stuff and how it can be abused, and how some people are actually get addicted to it. I don't really have an addictive nature to drink drugs or alcohol, which I'm kind of blessed with. But then, of course, I'm unblessed with the psoriatic arthritis, fibromyalgia, heart disease, and now sciatica. So there's pros and cons to everything in life. So hopefully, as I said to you, I'll get him on board, and we'll have a little chat then and go through some certain things in more and greater detail. So that's really all. I just wanted to give you a little update just to let you know what's been going on, and that the sciatic pain in the ass still exists. Now, I'm sitting here in the luxury of the car. I'm waiting on a friend of mine who actually had to go in and he had to get his back sorted out. He recommended him, Duncan, to me. And I'm glad he did. I feel kind of tingly. I'm going to feel hungry, and I feel a little tired. and probably due to lack of sleep because I've been lying on my left side, and obviously my left side is quite painful. So I'll keep you in the loop and let you know what's going on as I see fit. I do have to go back to Duncan, hopefully next Wednesday or Thursday. And until then, be good, look after yourselves, love each other. Love the ones, what did I say, love the ones you hate? No, love the ones you can, and gotta stay away from the ones that annoy you. I'm just trying to eliminate toxic people from my life. So if you're toxic, don't even be listening to this. Don't want you interfering with my lovely radio followerships, because that would be bad. If you still have any suggestions, or you'd like me to if you want to be featured on the show, give me a shout. 10KG, 10KG. Oh God, it's gonna be a precursor, because I can never, ever, ever, ever remember. 10KGradio@gmail.com. That is it. 103KGradio@gmail.com for all your requests and dedications. Even though it's not a radio station, not this one. So, yep. Until then, be good, be safe, and sure, I'll catch you on the flippity flop. Bye bye. Guys, I've been saying for a long time I'm going to get this sorted for you. So it's 103kgradio@gmail.com. I have been suggesting all kinds of other emails to get through to me, but it's 103kgradio@gmail.com for all your requests and dedications. And if you want to get involved, if you want to help out with a show, if you've got some information, some secret information about health, fitness, spirituality, life in general, pain medication, alternative therapies, don't be shy, get involved, give us a shout, and we may even feature you if you have something saucy to say. So that's it, and that is it, that's all the news.